This is the ICANN 61 ALAC and Regional Leaders Work Session, Part 4, on the 10th of March, 2018, from 3:15 to 4:45 in Room 102 ABC.
I am not sure that we will get more people because the other people are at the other meeting with NCUC, and either we start or we don't do the meeting at all. And we all go to the other meeting. Because I am supposed to talk at the other meeting. And therefore, but up to you, Chair.
I was distracted, I'm sorry. After preaching that we have to start on time, I do apologize.
Real Most question. Preachers have difficulty with consistency.
Now, at this point, the scheduled meeting at this point is working group updates, finance and budget, new GTLD, consolidated policy, working group, social media, technical task force. The question is it worth continuing with this number of people here? Let me add, okay. I happen to know that one of the ones, the GTLD and Consolidated Policy Working Group, was not a report because it's just trying to restart, and it was an attempt to get members, and there's not enough people worth doing that. Do any of the other, finance and budget, I think everyone knows what's going on with the budget requests and the current financial plan. We've talked about that a fair amount. Is there anything significant to report on the other two, social media and technical task force? Who is going to be talking on those? Social media?
Judith.
And Judith will talk, but is Judith here?
She will be here.
And you have very brief. Then why don't we do it and make note of it, and then maybe we take an hour, half an hour off. John, please go ahead.
John LaPrise for the record, social media chair. Thank you all for being here. Social media has been a little bit on hiatus. We sent out an email for reconfirms for the people in the working group. We had a lot of people drop off, and going forward, we will be having a meeting after this ICANN meeting, conference, or email, depending on which is more suitable for the existing members. We're planning on cleaning the roles of those people who are not participants. Going forward, one of the initiatives we'd like to roll out is to find social media coordinators in each of the RELOs, because the content that is sticky in those in the different RELOs differs, and we'll start organizing around that. And we're sort of circulating some best practices to get more active and build a bigger presence, but it's a work in progress. Thank you.
I have a question, and we'll take a cue. Social media has changed radically much of the world, much of it in ways we may not appreciate. Does it really have the potential for changing our world, or is it largely another advertising and communication method between people who are already involved? I look at how ICANN itself uses social media, and to a large extent, it's, you know, a Facebook group to find out what's going on at the next meeting or what's going on. It's clear Twitter is clearly a dissemination, a way of getting things out. The at-large review talked about it as a way of getting input from thousands of people on policy issues. I question that. And I think we have to, at some level, say what we believe we're going to get out of it and set it as a realistic thing. And I'm not a social media expert, and I'm not the one to make that judgment. But I do have the questions. And I think we have to candidly look at this and say, what are we trying to achieve? And what do we want to put into it to get there? That is realistic. And if ICANN itself is not putting a lot of effort into something, I think we need to talk to the ICANN comms people and understand what their philosophy is on this. It doesn't mean we have to follow it and only do what they're doing, but I think we need to understand. And I guess that's one of the things I'd like to see coming out of that, of your group in the next 6 months or so. I'm not asking for answers from you, but I think we need to set expectations realistically and decide how much effort we want to put into it and then do it.
Oh, Bartlett Morgan, for the record. Just following on from what you're saying, Alan, so my view of it is social media in the context of the whole internet governance sphere really is a function of what you want to achieve with it. Information dissemination is one end, but it's not the only end. You don't need a better example of other ends than the NCUC. You know, they're aggressive with their social media, and you're seeing the benefits starting to redound. People following them and so on, and interactions they're having. You know, Twitter Q&As, that kind of a thing, to just build a meaningful, engaged following, that kind of a thing. So we can take those directions, and it's obviously within our grasp, since other persons within the ICANN constituencies are doing it.
So, Susanna Gray, for the record. I'm affiliated with Neuralo, and I'm also on the social media working group with John. My comment is that we don't control the Twitter accounts, the social media accounts, so I don't understand how we're ever going to be able to do anything if we don't have control of our social media accounts.
And it's unlikely to change.
Yeah, so that is something that needs to be taken to a higher level, I think.
Sure. This is Evan for the record. I'm helping to assist the social media working group with updates, and so the community drives the content and the general strategy for everything. ICANN just in general has to have oversight over the official ICANN at large handle in terms of posting content. We can't have it kind of has to do with data as well. We can't have community members having access to passwords and account information. So if we have a general strategy, or if there's certain content you would like to share, I can post it. So it would kind of be a matter of just us coordinating more closely, but essentially the community drives what we would like to feature and what the general strategy is.
Yeah, thank you. This is Heidi. And just also, we have a number of staff who are now doing posting texts and or tweets, et cetera, and also in different languages. And I would encourage you to take advantage of that. We do Spanish, French. We can do other languages, Turkish, et cetera. But please do keep that in mind as well, is to get that word out in as many languages as possible.
So, John LaPriest for the record again. So, some time ago, we asked for a consolidated social media policy from ICANN.org, and we still don't have guidelines. We that was sort of like out there and floating, but we never got like a firm set of guidelines for what ICANN.org social media policy is. I understand what you're saying now, but because, and I understand that the handles are, I mean, there's branding issues, there's all sorts of things in terms of content, but we do need some formal guidelines that everyone can see in order to move forward and start developing a strategy after we have those rails.
Thank you, John. I'll follow up on that because I know that was part of the conversation. I think internally comms is has guidelines that we help navigate the community, like in terms of font, formatting, how frequent posts are, etc. But again, it's what the community is doing. The activity that you're doing is something that we would work with you on. So what I can do, I know that there's a lot internal conversation, is ask what we can provide feedback for externally to you now, and then we can just work more closely on getting a structure in place with the social media working group.
one additional 2 seconds, if I could. Jana, who you just heard from and now you're in touch with, she's actually working on the social media for ICANN. So either in your conversations with her or at your next social media meeting, invite her and you can all, that'll all be clarified.
Okay. We have Jonathan and Shun. And if we have norms in ICANN, are they public or are they secret?
Are they? No, they should be public. The norms for the guidelines.
Sure. Yeah, sorry. I was thinking, this is Evan for the record. We have an internal blog space weekend where we post a lot of information like templates and so forth. So this is our staff site. So I can just ask comms how to distribute that most effectively with the community.
I always like to think that if there's no reason for it to be secret, it shouldn't be. And if that's secret, why does it need to be secret? Jonathan?
Jonathan Zook, Innovators Network Foundation, for the record. If there's actually a working group on social media, I guess I'd recommend looking at interest networks in addition, because social media is maybe not the right mechanism for what we're trying to accomplish as a community, and something like an interest network might be better in terms of engagement and getting people involved in what our core mission is that is so often lost.
John LaPrise, yeah. For the record. To Jonathan's point and also to Bartlett's point is that with NCUC, many of the members are already part of organizations, and so they're leveraging existing engagement through organizations to amplify their message. We don't have that advantage. We rely on the following of our the people who tweet and people at this point who are largely in the social media working group, as far as I can tell from TweetDeck right now. So thank you.
Forgive me, but we in theory have 240 ALSs, each of whom have local communities, in theory. Shun.
Yeah, this is Shun for the record. Actually, that is one of the responses I wanted to make as well. We could also leverage our ALSs and let it be in practice and not in theory, because we have them, some of them do have social media, and some of them, their website is actually social media, Facebook page, so maybe. But I want to come back to what Susan was saying in terms of control, and this is a question to the chair of social media working group, John. The question is, when you talk about control, do you think if you probably have access to the social media of at large, you would be able to work better? Will it help you serve better instead of sending things to staff? Does that help in one way or the other? Or you think going through the staff is much more convenient?
John LaPrise, for the record. So I'm going to put on my outside of ICANN hat, and we just finished an internal white paper at our organization that looked at community engagement. And one of the things we found that if we actually want to do social media engagement well and community engagement well, we have to make an upfront investments for 3 to 5 years with a full-time social media person, among other things. So we're not talking that. We are sort of doing what we can with what we have. And what we do have is we have a lot of people who are internet savvy, who are passionate about the internet and trying to leverage that and doing the best we can.
If I may, we've recently seen the strength of social media. You were talking about NCUC with a number of posts about Atlas. And once something gets posted, especially on a place like LinkedIn, it's authoritative. It doesn't matter how wrong it is, and it doesn't matter what the comments underneath it say. It's authoritative. So social media does have power. We've seen it in just the opposite way. I mean, one of the reasons we have some controls over what gets posted under the name of ALAC is we've had a couple of situations where a post was officially posted, which was wrong. It was someone's interpretation of what had happened, and it wasn't quite accurate, and it wasn't quite accurate in a way that ended up being exceedingly vulnerable, making us exceedingly vulnerable. I don't remember the details, but I remember I spent a whole bunch of hours on it. So it's a powerful tool, but that's a two-edged sword. And you know, we do have to worry about misinformation, whether it's well-intentioned or ill-intentioned. So it's one of these double things. Alberto.
Gracias. Alberto speaking. Thank you. I believe that all social media allow to, I apologize, I'm sorry. I believe that all social media allow to set up an official user which cannot be used by anyone else. Typically, they end up with the word official. However, this is for a fee. I don't know how much it costs, but that's how it works. This prevents the name from being used. For instance, ALAC official. Nobody will be able to use that. You will have ALAC, but it will not be the authorized one.
Thank you, Alberto. I'll point out in the two instances I said, whether it was the NCUC official or not, it doesn't matter. People don't necessarily consider it relevant whether it is marked official. In the case of the other incident I talked about, it wasn't called official, but it was the official posting. So if we had had that name that day, it would have said official. Probably would have made it worse. Anyone else in social media? Jonathan, is that a new one or an old one? Is Judith with us? How much time do we give her before we adjourn? We'll give 2 minutes to try to find her, and then the session is over. And we would reconvene and go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I think we have a couple of agenda items. Is there an intention to postpone those items, or what's the plan?
The GTLD CPWG we could postpone, because I think that it was an attempt to point out that we want to reactivate. That means we need people to participate.
So and the budgets, finance and budget.
Finance and budget. We've already talked about finance a fair amount, and we've talked about there's not really a lot to talk about the additional budget requests at this point, and that would be the main report. We didn't foresee we'd be talking about it in the previous thing when we actually put that schedule together.
Okay.
Ricardo, did you have something?
No, that you just mentioned the budget and additional, the strategy for replenishing the reserve is now online, is now live, and we didn't talk much about that, and it is also another cut for the budget, and that's something we need to be aware of, I guess. Sorry?
So you can't have more than a couple of these on at once, and Shun still has his on. when is the budget? When is the comment end for the replenishing? Does anyone know? When does the public comment end for replenishing the reserve?
On 25th April.
Okay, we've got a lot of time. We don't have to worry about that one here. Yeah.
An extra cut Sorry. What I mean is, as the strategy is put in, there is a possible extra cut for the budget that we are discussing. Because one of the ways of the replenishment is towards the actual budget. So we need to be aware, not to discuss it now, but to be aware that this is happening.
Heidi is going to try to find Judith. We'll give her another minute or so, and then I'm willing to cut a call it quits. We do reconvene at... You made it by 30 seconds, Judith. We were just about to cancel the class.
Hi, this is Judith Hellestein for the record. Sorry, I'm late. I thought I was at the NCUC outreach session. The technology task force, we look at how technology affects different other people. We all use the different technologies in ICANN, and how does it impact your life? So our session's on Wednesday at 9 a.m. We're going to be discussing a little bit more of the Information Transparency Initiative and how that work. We're looking at... we had submitted before a policy tracking proposal. We're going to hear an update from Laura on where that is. We all write comments, not necessarily the ALAC ones or other submissions, but none of these can be easily found. How do we have a better mechanism for tracking our policy in line with the metrics? We also have three sub-projects. One sub-project is how to redesign our wiki page for the technology task force that's led by Dustin and Phillips for ICANN Wiki. The next sub-project is on looking at conferencing solutions. Is there either a better replacement for Dolby Connect? Is there an alternative on some meetings to Dolby Connect? What's the ones that are out there? And our third sub-project, which is our newest one, is how we could help users document the problems they are having on Adobe Connect as opposed to connectivity issues. So often everyone has problems with the Adobe Connect, but none of that gets relayed to staff or gets relayed correctly to staff. And so IT staff can't really do anything about it. Unless they have right information. So this sub-project is going to be headed up, is going to be done. And it's going to help create some guidelines or some other explanation of what is needed. And those are our three sub-projects right now. But we're always interested in learning what are people's technology issues, how can we help them. We have pages that we document technology problems or solutions that we work close with the IT staff to help resolve. So basically, we want to be at your disposal and what you think would be the best technology solution out there and how can we help you implement it. Questions? I was within my 2 minutes.
Thank you. No, the 2 minutes was to get here before we had adjourned. We didn't only give you 2 minutes, but thank you for keeping it to 2 minutes. If there are no questions, we will adjourn and reconvene at 5 o'clock. It is a session on new GTLDs, 4 interesting subtopics within it, and please be on time. It's going to be a packed session, and we have about a half a dozen speakers coming. Thank you. And to our interpretation staff, we get to give you some time off also.